Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello and welcome. It is Wednesday, June 19th, 2013, and I'm so grateful that you are here. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time today with me as we talk about a really exciting and informative topic around relationships, misconnections, people that you thought you were potentially going to connect with in this lifetime, people that you met and thought that your futures would unfold together, people that you thought you were forming friendships with and then things took an abrupt left-hand turn. All of that is going to be covered in today's show. So we're going to get to that in just mere moments. But first, as always, I have some announcements to share with you. If you are brand new to this program, welcome. I'm grateful that you have found this station and this information. My name is Molly McCord. I am an intuitive, author, astrologer, spiritual teacher, and I just love to share information with you that I receive from divine guidance. These radio shows are often completely channeled. I don't have any notes in front of me. I don't even know what I'm going to be telling you completely. I just trust. I show up and I trust. So I feel very good about this information, and that's how I operate. The show has recently changed format to be shorter. It used to be an hour-long program, and now I'm making it half an hour, about 30 minutes or so, although I have a feeling that today's show could go over that. You can find this program on Blog Talk Radio. It's live every Wednesday at noon Pacific time. You can listen to it in the archives anytime you'd like, or you can download it off of iTunes and listen on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, anything that you carry with you. So there's a lot of convenient ways to take this information and listen when it's convenient for you. A few announcements. There's a book that I really... Okay, just a second. Sorry, I just had a ton of information come in. Okay, there is a book called The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And every Wednesday, they have three sessions, three events, live through a teleseminar program. And you can connect one-on-one with every author in the book. You can listen to The Thought That Changed Their Life Forever. You can ask questions. You can be a part of the discussion. This is something that happens every Wednesday. So if you are curious about a variety of different topics and even figuring out more information for wherever you are in your spiritual path, check out thethoughtpublications.com, thethoughtpublications.com. You can click on over there. And you want to go to the thought sessions and see the full lineup of topics that have been covered to date as well as what's coming up next. It's just a great ongoing resource for all kinds of good information. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. The other thing that's coming up is that my book is coming out soon. And my book is called The Art of Trapeze. I'm going to be sharing it with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be sharing it on ConsciousCoolChic.com. It's my website. It will be on Facebook, and it's going to be an ebook at first, and I'm planning on giving away the book to just get it out there and to give it to you. So be on the lookout for that, because it's a real, it's not a short ebook. It's not 30 pages. It's 300 pages. And it's called The Art of Trapeze: Soaring, Surrendering, and Awakening. I'm very excited to share my story with you. I think that there are a lot of universal themes and overlapping truths within the story. And so I'm going to be bringing that out more fully in the next few weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Let's see here. We have the phone lines are filling up. People are logging on to listen to the show. So I'm getting some nudges to move it forward here and to dive into this topic. Right before the show started, I had some deep yawns. I was starving. A lot of big energy was coming through. So I know that this is an important topic for many people. Okay. Let's start with some definitions. Soulmates, twin flames, are different energy signatures. Soulmates are people who are a part of your soul group, and you chose each other to work through different lessons to meet up and have them perhaps trigger you or love you, both. Meaning they could be someone that you absolutely despise. They could be somebody that you absolutely adore. Chances are you have multiple soulmates in your world. It's very rare to have just one soulmate, although that is the common perception through mass consciousness, is that you have one soulmate and that is a romantic partner and that you are presumably going to be married to them. The truth is that soulmates are those people who evolve your soul forward, who help you grow, who push you, who nudge you, who make your journey more fulfilling. That is a soulmate. A twin flame is a different energy. A twin flame is someone who you have had multiple reincarnations with, most likely, and you have a very, very similar soul signature. And just like twins who come from the same womb, you have a knowingness about each other. You have a connection and understanding, things that are unspoken, because you are so similar and you have very same thoughts, beliefs, life themes. You've had multiple lives together where you both had to grow along the same path. Perhaps one of you grew more quickly, one of you grew more slowly, one of you went right, the other went left. But you have a connection that exists through and beyond time and space. So this is a twin flame. Typically, you have just one. And that doesn't necessarily mean that your twin flame is even alive right now, meaning your twin flame could be one of your spirit guides. It could be someone who's already passed. It could be someone who's supporting you in other ways. However, what I've heard from many clients and witnessed is that many twin flames are here, present on the earth together right now. And many are finding each other through very unusual means and coming together. And when you connect with that person, there is a recognition. You feel something. They trigger an energy in you. It could be a sexual, passionate energy. It could be an emotional, romantic energy. It could be a blend of a variety of different types of energies. But there's something about this person that sets them apart from every other person you've crossed paths with. The twin flame is very special. There's a lot of, typically there's a lot of expectations associated with twin flames. There's a lot of, it's almost like there's so much that could be said, and yet at the same time you might feel like you don't have to say anything. It's special. So it's one of the relationships we're going to talk about here. And the other one is about different types of people in your life. Maybe they are family members, sisters, brothers, family connections, maybe long-distance family connections, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, friendships, colleagues, work associates, all of these people who come into your life that you feel a particular connection with, or you feel something special with them. And maybe it doesn't feel like a soulmate or it doesn't feel like a twin flame, but there's something about that relationship that grabs you and hooks you, where you know that this person is special in your life. So we are going to look at how these relationships don't line up at times. And I'm referring to them as quote-unquote missed connections, because that is our perception. That is the human perception. It's that I'm here, you're here, but we're not lining up. Our energies are not in alignment. Our paths are separate. Things are not coming together. This has a tendency to cause a lot of heartache, grief, confusion, questions such as why? Why would we both be here and meet each other and connect, and then we both go on our separate paths? Why is this perhaps hard, troubling, confusing? Why isn't it lining up? And it's easy to spin and circle in these questions. It's easy to go down the path, the emotional path, and I think that there's actually a lot of value in that, because what happens with soulmates and twin flames especially is that they trigger a deeper knowingness in us. They trigger familiarity. They trigger a sense of home, right? And when we aren't connecting with them, it's like we're not connecting with home. It's like we're not being, we're not with the people we want to be with. Or they're choosing not to be with us. Or our lives have been so different and our paths have been so different that there seems to be very little common ground, and yet you still have a feeling that I know you. And so why can't we figure this out? Why can't this get worked out? Why aren't we going to be together? And I'm going to refer to it mostly as romantic, because I think that is where we have the highest expectations, especially for many light workers and people on a spiritual path right now who have been single for a long time, who have been doing a lot of your, even in a lot of your personal work, a lot of spiritual growth. You have been exceeding your own expectations probably, and now you're ready to have that person to share it with. And then you find somebody and it seems like they're the one, and then it doesn't connect. Here's what I'm hearing very clearly. Because these are people that you feel such a strong connection with, no matter where you go, you are connected to them. And your connection with them could be based in another dimension, another parallel lifetime. It could be based in another ongoing experience right now that you maybe can't see properly. It could even be that you just have a feeling that this is someone that you connect with the most in your dream state or in meditation. And so what's been made very clear to me is that when these connections don't line up in our human lives, in our everyday real world, when they don't line up, they already are in alignment in another energetic form. They're already in another beautiful place. And it's almost like we're trying to take one energy and squish it into this lifetime, into this experience. So imagine a giant, beautiful, fluffy, white cloud, and you're trying to take that energy and put it inside a bottle. That cloud won't fit into a bottle. It's like the genie won't fit into a bottle, because the energy is so big. And that's also why it's so familiar to you, because you know it. You know that this person is that to you. Now, I did a show a while ago about this. Oh, wow, yeah, it was a really big show about how you're feeling an energy from another dimension coming into this lifetime and into this experience. And what I have been shown is that I find so beautiful is that there is always another plan. You know, we see with our human perspective that this is it, right? This is where we connect, where you get married or where you get a house together, where you have kids, you know, you assume that there's this happily ever after with the twin flame or soulmate or whomever is coming up for you. And yet that, again, that's not what's happening. And it's because they're not ready. Or maybe you're not ready. And that is their free will choice. That is their prerogative to make that decision. And as you have this knowingness, you have the opportunity to be in acceptance around their free will, to respectfully honor their choice, and to let it go. Because you can do this gracefully and peacefully with the understanding that there's always a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. This isn't an all or nothing thing. Because you are always connected to them, they're never really gone. It's just now it's about shifting your expectations around what that energy connection is to a different form. And so when we don't match up with somebody in the ways that we expect to, understand that there's a plan B. You came here. The two of you have a plan B. You have a plan C. You have multiple unlimited plans together. As I'm saying this, I'm seeing that it's part of a list. Like, look at a piece of paper and see a long list of ways you can connect with somebody. And the very top line might be the one where you put the most expectation. But then you have multiple ways that it can unfold. So shift your expectations to those other ways that you can connect with this person. Now, this could be that they do a lot of their spiritual work or they make certain choices, and you can meet up with them in 5 years, 10 years, 35 years. That's a possibility. It's a possibility that you meet up with them in other parallel lives, in other dimensions, in other lifetimes. It's possible that your plan C, plan D, plan E are options that you can't even fathom right now. And that's okay. Don't force it. Don't force it. But just have the knowingness in yourself, in your gut, that it's simply about shifting your energetic expectations and attachments in a different direction. You're opening them up. Instead of putting all of your energy into it has to be this way, and because we know each other right now or because we've met up in this lifetime, it has to be this right now. That is what is going to hold you back from enjoying the fullness of your life. And that's not what you want. That's not what the other person wants. You want to enjoy everything about right here, right now, and the experience that you're in. So don't hold up your life because this connection isn't coming together. This is a big theme right now. I've seen it and heard about it numerous times where you know somebody is your twin flame or you know they are a significant soulmate. And why isn't it working? And again, you can spin in that. And this is where you have to intentionally move the energy forward for yourself. And by doing that, you are releasing expectations, you're releasing attachments, and you're opening up to the people you can connect with who are ready and who are where you're at and who can meet you in the here and now. Because your twin flame isn't your only option. There are kindred spirits out there. Kindred spirits are people who you don't have any karma with. You don't have any of that emotional baggage with. It's someone who is fresh and who can meet you where you are. Kindred spirits can come forward when you release your expectations to the twin flames and the soulmate energies. Now, the same is true for other connections that I mentioned, friendships, family, professional, etc., all those categories. Everyone is making choices that is best for them right now. And at a human, egoic, mental level, that can make us feel Well, it can cause grief. It can cause loss. It can cause questions. You can think, well, why isn't this friendship happening? Why isn't this professional relationship unfolding? And it's because the energy is not in alignment. And again, this is where you have to release your expectations and attachments and come back to what is best for you right now. And I'm not saying that's always easy. That can take a little bit. Okay, so I'm hearing, as I'm talking, I'm hearing very clearly that this is something that can hold people up for years. The inability to let go. The inability to release. The inability to trust that there could be another opportunity or another friendship or another relationship. And this is where your spiritual mastery is called forth. You have so much support for every decision you want to make. You really do. And we want to see it. You know, we want to make sure we're safe or that it's going to show up or that it's not just an idea that's out there. We want proof for our faith. We want proof of our trusting. But Spirit will always supply you with something new when an empty space is created. And so can you release your grasp with grace, with peace, with acceptance? Our spiritual journeys are about connecting with our spirits, with our souls. And we have the ability and the tools to do that on our own terms and in our own ways. We don't need other people to do it for us and because they can't. But we don't need other people to make it hard. You know what I mean? We can get wrapped up into things and complicate them or make it more difficult or carry an unnecessary burden. And we can make other choices. That doesn't have to be the way the things unfold. And so what I'm being shown very clearly right now is that this is where we return to our knowingness that as a soul, as a spiritual being in human form, we have everything we need for our own personal journeys, and that we will always find new people to support us, to uplift us, to push us to be better, to nudge us forward, but that we also have to be able to release as part of that natural process. Release and letting go is a normal part of life. Think about, if you were to look outside, look at the trees. They don't cling onto that one same leaf their whole existence. Nature is all about release, letting go, so that something new can be birthed and come forth. This is the same for us, but because we have our minds and our egos and all the other parts of us that want to be in control, we forget that process. And that we need to release and let go. We need to allow. We need to be in acceptance. And these are the lessons that will continue to come up as we move through life. They don't ever go away. Just like the four seasons of the year. Every year there are four seasons. That will always continue. Because that is part of the natural cycle of life on this planet. And so in your life, you will continue to have people who come in, who go out. And the beauty is that it's all divine. It's all part of this experience. Now, you have this spiritual knowingness. And so it can also feel like you have more of that responsibility to let things go, to allow the soulmates to move on with their best directions, to allow that twin flame to make a decision that maybe you don't like or that doesn't feel good, but you know it's for the best and highest good. The release is essential, and that is a part of our life experiences. It's going to continue, but it's also going to bring in fresh new connections, new opportunities, new ways to connect with people and find others who match where you are right now and who want to make choices that are in alignment with yours. I have an article up on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, that's called, it's called Human Separation, Divine Love. It's on the blog. It's on the first page right now still. And that's all about how when relationships don't match up, it's because it's essentially just because the energy isn't in alignment. And so that article, I'm not going to read it because you can go check it out, but it explains a new perspective on that and that it's okay to have the feelings and the emotions and everything that come up with that. But essentially it comes back to honoring yourself and honoring where you are now. And doing so with a knowingness and a peace, then nothing's ever really lost. So now, okay, here's what they're telling me. I'm going to go back to the twin flame example. If you are dealing with a connection or a disconnection with a twin flame, a breakup, things going in a different direction, you can energetically work with that separation before you go to sleep every night. And you can go to sleep imagining yourself having a conversation with that person. Trust whatever scenario comes to mind, the environment, whatever. So, for example, perhaps you feel like talking with them on a beautiful, gorgeous beach in Mexico. Okay, and before you go to sleep every night, you are sitting on that beach with them, and you are sharing with them your heart, your intentions. You're sharing with them how much you love them and why you're making the decisions you're making or the understanding that you have. When you do this exercise before you go to sleep, you're working with it on different dimensions. You're moving the energy forward. You're being honest and authentic. Do this for a few nights. I would actually recommend having it coincide with a new moon, which is not coming up until July. But on June 23rd, there's a full moon, so pay attention to your dreams. But work with this. Work with this so that you are expressing your heart and you are able to move the energy forward. Another way that you can work with the energy is to write out a letter to this person. You write a letter, again, explaining how you feel, explaining your perspective and your knowingness. You're writing this letter with respect and love for them. You're explaining what you need. Just write down everything you need to say. And then as you sign that letter, then you want to burn it, beautifully burn it, and release it. This, again, works with the energy and moves it forward. I want to talk a little bit about the plan B, C, D, E again, because I can hear that some people have questions about that. So the understanding is that we came here knowing that our connections with each other might not happen. We came here knowing that each person could make certain decisions that would take them on a different path, and therefore they would not line up with your decisions. We knew that. We came here knowing that. We said, okay, you know, it's likely this could happen, and if it does, I just want you to know I'm going to be okay. I'm going to move on with my life. I'm going to have other people I connect with and other options to pursue. I will always love you. So let's not put all of our eggs in one basket. Let's create multiple baskets. So if plan A doesn't happen, plan B could be that our paths cross again unexpectedly later in that life. Or plan C could be that we connect energetically every night in our dream state and that sustains us. Or it could be that plan D means XYZ. I mean, there's so many ways this can happen. But I'm feeling so strongly that we need a reminder that we knew things could go in multiple different directions. And because of that, we came prepared. And we came into this lifetime with a full, loving, accepting heart that we want each of us to do what's best for us. And that if it doesn't connect this time, there's only love there in the spaces between. There's only love between us. This is a big deal. I know it's causing a lot of, it has caused a lot of confusion and grief. I recommend doing healing work with this, energy work if it's in your body. Take really good care of your heart. It is pretty big for some people. Okay, so I'm hearing Reiki, acupuncture, energy healing work, anything that just moves things for you. And as always, exercise, lots of water, and good quality foods as well to take care of your physical self as well as your emotional self. Okay. The other thing I wanted to make sure and cover is the fact that because there's so much love in these relationships, it's much better to work with these changes energetically than to over-communicate. If we look through the history of self-help, you know, there was that time when you wanted to parrot back someone's sentences. Like someone says, "I feel upset because you don't unload the dishwasher." And then you're supposed to respond, "So what you're saying is you're upset because I don't unload the dishwasher." You know, that's that got us all trained on how to communicate and how to hear one another. Well, in this dimension and with the energies that are available now, it can be more confusing to over-communicate. It can add more coal to the fire instead of temper and release things. So I'm hearing very strongly that the ability to energetically work with these connections and to focus on that will be much more effective than sending emails, phone calls, you know, trying to work it all out that way. Those are all actually third dimensional ways of communicating, and they're great. They're not bad, but they have limitations. Whereas when we work with something energetically, we can direct the energy for the best and highest good. We can reduce confusion, miscommunications, some other things that can transpire. So work energetically with these connections and allow yourself to be amazed, is what I'm hearing. Be amazed. Be amazed at how quickly things can be smoothed over. Be amazed that it could take you a week and you feel released or refreshed. The energies are so fast right now that these things can move through you quicker than ever. And if you've been on the spiritual journey for a while, just like I have, you know that there was a time when this stuff took months. I remember, what was it, 2006, 2007, I had a relationship ending, and I swear, it took me a year or something ridiculous now. Like, I think, wow, it was a slower energy. It was almost like walking through mud. And nowadays, things happen quickly, quantumly. And that is because of all the work we've done, all the light that's on the planet, all the higher vibes. There's just so many gifts of this energy. So know that you're supported in the ways that you want to work with this energy and to allow them to unfold. And to be very gentle with yourself, very gentle, very loving. It's okay to keep it private, to keep it sacred. Yes, to just take really good care of yourself, because when these transitions and misconnections occur, it can jolt us. And it's important to breathe. Yoga is good for this. It's very nurturing. Nurturing of your organs, too, your liver, kidney, stomach, digestive, heart. So focus on nurturing, on being gentle with yourself as you're moving through. And keep in mind that there is only love between you. keep in mind that something is unfolding for both of your best and highest good. And know that you're preparing for that next connection. We need connections with others. We want them. And when you are releasing, you are also opening up to these higher connections. So keep that in the back of your mind, too. I'm feeling like being gentle with yourself is one of the most important things. So whether that's just taking baths, eating the right food, releasing, writing out your emotions, there's so many ways to be gentle with yourself. But make that a priority, and it, again, it's going to move the energy through quicker. Something very timely about this show is that we're coming up to the summer solstice on June 21st, just a few days away. And I've been feeling that energy coming in very strongly. And I actually saw this big, giant ball of light coming in through my back, which is the high heart, and infusing it. And so I'm feeling lots of downloads with the energies right now. You might be feeling them as well, and I'm assuming you are. We're entering a transition point of the year. It's a vortex, a portal, a threshold, however you want to call it. It's the second half of 2013, and it's pivotal. You're going to probably find that this first half of this year, you can't remember parts of it, or it seems really long ago. And as we move into the second part of 2013, that energy is going to speed up. Things are going to come in. I feel it as being in a fresh meadow where there are new flowers blooming, new opportunities coming forth, new energies coming in. So this upcoming weekend, please take really good care of yourself. Know that your body is moving through a lot of energies. When you're in your sleep state, you're processing a lot of energies. You could be really hungry. I find myself having to do a lot of walking and exercising right now. I mean, two or three times a day, I have to be moving and intentionally working out because of how much energy is affecting me. So just know that that's normal right now. It's part of what's going on, and it's part of the joy of this journey. Okay, I'm feeling the energy is moving out and that we've covered a lot of this in the show. If you need to hear these messages again, please feel free to listen to the show again. As always, you can download it. You can listen to it on the go. You can listen to it on your iPhone, iPad, iPod, all that good stuff. Next week, we're going to be talking about the 2013 spiritual themes. Back in January, I had some of those themes downloaded from my spiritual team, and we had a show all about the 2013 spiritual themes. Well, now we're going to check in and see how those themes are unfolding, take a look at some things that have happened in our lives, what's coming up, and look at the next half of 2013. So I hope you will join me for that show. That is next Wednesday, June 26th, and I will be speaking with a special guest, Shannon Lassman, the Psychic Cowgirl. Thank you so much for joining me today, my friends. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate your time. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out to me. As always, I love interacting with you. Have a beautiful summer solstice, and I will see you here next week. Namaste.